You are with Radio Islam International. It's the second hour of today's finalists. More honors up, more lucky students, mashallah. And subhanAllah, teachers that inspire hearts and minds. We have a few more entries that we're still going to be playing out. So we complete the list of 7 for today. The commentary by Uncle Idris Khamisa. And also details on the exciting news of who this week's lucky winners are. One in the primary and one in the high school categories as well. But first, let's go for an ad break. Stay with us.
The Al-Quds Foundation is an international NGO with 17 offices worldwide. The foundation working for a free and liberated Palestine. You can make a difference in the lives of the people of Palestine and Syria by donating generously towards the following projects. Medical, orphans, water wells, iftar, olive trees and school bags. Contact any of our offices, Johannesburg 011-211-2529 or Durban 073-329-0828, Cape Town 021-696 6545.
Designer buyers, check. Stunning shoes, check. Dazzling accessories, check. Stylish handbag, oh no, not yet. Don't delay. Visit the Bag Cabin for the latest in branded handbags at greatly reduced prices. Just unpack in time for Eid. The latest in Sissy Boy, Polo and Serenade handbags. Many more in-store specials. The Bag Cabin, where fashion costs you less. Open on Sundays. Call 011-852-2021.
FOMA's Harvey World Travel in Asia specializes in Umrah and 3 Haram tours throughout the year. Join our highly rated, spiritually uplifting and memorable group tours or contact us for a tailor-made package to suit your needs. As an officially appointed Saudi Arabian visa agency, we do Umrah, transit, business and family visit visas, as well as all your worldwide corporate and leisure travel. FOMA's Harvey World Travel in Asia, anticipating your travel needs. Telephone 011-852-6502-3 or 4.
Yo, Imo, I love this new car you bought.
Hey, thanks, eh? She is a beauty, isn't she?
She is, hey? But I had no idea you could afford a new car.
But it's not new, brah. It's a pre-loved car from Steering Auto in Benoni. Listen up. Every car at Steering Auto goes for an Inspector Car 101.exe.
Steering Auto Inspector Car, the home of pre-loved cars. Visit www.steeringauto.co.za or call 011-422-6652.
The Pick and Pay price drop is back. Loads of ways to save this winter. Parmalate, Gouda or Cheddar Mini Loaf per kg, R59.99. Kerrygold, Pure Irish Butter Brick, 500 grams, R38.99. Ola, Gino Giannelli Ice Cream Tub Assorted, 1.5 litre, R46.99. McCain Oven Chips Assorted, 1 kg, R19.99. Baker's Romani Creams Assorted, 200 grams, R12.49. Save even more. Visit the kiosk and print your Smart Shopper vouchers only at Pick and Pay. Always there for you. Prices valid 25th July to 28th July. Prices apply to Gauteng stores.
True Essence, natural core healing. True Essence offers products for different ailments, and one of them is True Insula, containing natural extract of Corella, which has blood sugar lowering properties. True Insula gelatin-free vegetarian capsules helps maintain normal blood sugar levels, improves energy levels, and is suitable for diabetics. Available from pharmacies and health shops, or call 081-311-2986. Manage your health the natural way with True Essence Natural Core Healing. Visit our website, trueessenceproducts.co.za.
لا لا تحسب أن الدين بعيد عن حب وحياة وبها شرك للدين ستحيا تعشق ما قلبك أهوى أو أن الأيام ستحلو وترى الدنيا شط نجاة دينك بحر من آمال شط لجميل الأحلام ليس الدين كما تخشاه ذا ممنوع ذاك حرام فالإسلام جميل حقا هذا ليس هو الإسلام كل أوامر تهدينا وتنادينا للخير ينهانا عن كل طريق يأخذنا نحو الشر الله رحيم وحليم يدعو ثوما للبر كل أوامره تهدينا وتنادينا للخير ينهانا عن كل طريق يأخذنا نحو الشر الله رحيم وحليم يدعو ثوما للبر.
story number 5 that featured in the week 2 of the Teacher Tribute finalists was that of Laika Jumra. She is a grade 6 student at the Nurul Iman Muslim School in Rustenburg, and her teacher tribute was to Muallim Irfan Abu. Let's listen to why this teacher inspires and motivates her.
Radio Islam International's Teacher, Teacher, because lessons learnt last forever.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My teacher, my inspiration. I take this opportunity to pay a small tribute to Muallim Irfan Abu. The impact you have had on me is phenomenal. You have affected and changed me in so many ways that it's difficult to single out a few. Firstly, you have changed the way that I think about mathematics. Sadly, I used to despise math, and it used to be one of the weakest subjects. I just couldn't figure out how all these numbers really were, take a row in my life. And after all, they weren't anything important to me personally. Where would these numbers get me? I now look forward to math class with great anticipation. Through you, I was able to acquire a love for math, and my confidence will continue to grow as I get older. Secondly, you have also changed the way that I think about myself. Through you, I was able to obtain a higher self-esteem and a higher opinion of myself. I am able to look into the mirror, and for the first time ever, I am proud to be the person that I am. You believed in me, and that's all that I really needed. You took the time to care, and not only that, you also made sure that you knew I knew you cared. That has made the difference. Thirdly, you have changed the way I think about teachers. Before you, I always respected my teachers, but I was never really aware of the amount of work a teacher puts into their job. Before this, I never realized how much teachers cared, nor did I never take time to thank them. I never thought that a teacher could have a wonderful personality. I wish that I could have seen this before, for I have had so many great teachers before you. But I am glad I was able to realize it. It would have been a shame if I had never seen it. For I have truly missed out on recognizing and appreciating such exceptional teachers like Muallim Irfan Abu and others. Muallim Irfan have touched my life. You have changed the way I think and the person that I am. You have done all of this by only doing your job. So if you ever think you don't matter or don't make a difference, think again. You have most definitely made a difference to me. I acknowledge you, for you are an excellent teacher. You do everything an average teacher does, and so much more. You look at each student as if they are equal, never really looking down on them, treating each student with respect, even though you were the one that deserved it. You care about every student, and you are able to see potential in every child that walks into your class. Try to motivate and inspire every student, never giving up, and in many cases, because of your perseverance, you succeed. Finally, you are never afraid to be funny or to be yourself in front of the class. Learning to be yourself is one of the first steps in becoming an outstanding teacher. And you have conquered that already. Your students love you not only because you are a good teacher, because you reflect the personality in your teaching. I can never repay you. I could never just give you a gift for the difference you have made. I will never forget you. You are the teacher that made the difference, the teacher that inspired me. You will forever remain my role model, most likely for the remainder of my life. You will always remain in my memories as the most amazing and extraordinary teacher that you are, never to be faded away.
That was Laika Jumra, a grade 6 student at Nurul Iman School in Rustenburg, sharing with us her teacher tribute. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and our teachers towards a better community and a better future for all in the world. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلاة وصيام وكذلك فرح وسرور والمتدين من تلقاه مبتسما حلوا كالنور.
Yes, Appa, this too really is a wonderful inspirational story. It's a story that, you know, and I want to commend Laika Jumra again, her tribute to Muallim Irfan Abu. What I liked about this particular essay was it was so methodically done, so well organized, and it's quite clear that her teachers are helping her to, you know, methodically put things across. It's a wonderful thing. Very well, very easy for the eye. And I like in which the she says that, you know, Maulim Irfan Abu has affected her and changed her in so many different ways, but she's going to single out a few. And when she starts off, you know, she says, I've changed the way I think about mathematics, and mathematics seems to be a kind of recurring nightmare for students throughout the world. And I like her emphatic word. I used to despise mathematics. Yet you find how this has changed. How this has changed. Now, again, for any person to change the attitude, this is an important thing. This is a critical thing. One of the big challenges for educators is being patient enough to change the attitudes of children. If you can do that, alhamdulillah, you are great. And the other thing is to help people to change the attitude toward themselves. And when she says, I'm proud now to be the person I am, because the Muslim changed her attitude towards herself, her self-esteem has been enhanced, alhamdulillah. She took the time to care, and not only that, you also made sure that I knew you cared. That has made the difference. And that's so beautiful. It is, you know, it's important, you know, when you care for someone, when you love someone for the sake of Allah, it is important for you to tell them that, to tell them, I'm doing this because I care for you. And I found this, even in my own humble way, when you show students that you're concerned about them as whole human beings, many of them responded with love. And also, this educator, Muallim Irfan Abu, has made her rethink her own attitude towards teachers. Now she has, you know, realized that if you look at teachers with open eyes, you could also embrace, you know, the wonderful personalities. Again, she says, you know, now at least she appreciates that. And she speaks about the personal way in which her life has changed. You went beyond, you made so much of a difference. And she says you go far beyond what other teachers do. Again, she recognizes the fact that he treated every student alike, and you saw the potential in each child. And that's important for us to understand, that every child has tremendous potential. Finally, you are never afraid to be funny. Yes, as I said the last time, laughter lubricates learning. You've got to bring laughter into the classroom. Laughter eases tension. And the student again recognizes she could not retail, right? And he ends up, and I'd like to also read this emphatic conclusion, you will forever remain my role model. Most likely for the remainder of my life. Will always remain in my memory as the most amazing, extraordinary teacher that you are, never to be faded away. Alhamdulillah, may this role model never fade away. May the beautiful lessons that you have gleaned, inshallah, remain on you forever and ever. جزاكم الله beautiful, beautiful.
لجميل الأحلام ليس الدين كما تخشاه ذا ممنوع ذاك حرام فالإسلام جميل حقا هذا ليس هو الإسلام.
More insightful commentary from Brother Idris Khamisa, the esteemed judge of the Teachers Tribute here on Radio Islam International for Ramadan 2013. To find out more about the projects and workshops and the offerings of Brother Idris Khamisa and how you can benefit from his treasure trove of wisdom, knowledge and insight, do a Google search of Idris Khamisa, you'll find many YouTube videos, links to his website, his Facebook and Twitter page as well. You can also send us your tweets. Remember, the hashtag is hashtag RITeacherTributes, and we'll retweet them as well, hoping to share many of them out later on in the program as well today. We have another two entries to listen to, with the entry and commentary. And next up, we listen to a sixth grader from the Asufa Learning Institute for Boys in Gauteng, and the entry is from Abdullah Ali, and his tribute is to Apa Maimuna Asmal. Let's find out the impact she's made on his life thus far.
Radio Islam International's Teacher, Teacher, because lessons learned last forever. Forever.
Assalamu alaikum to the presenter and listeners. My name is Abdullah Ali and I am 11 years old. I am currently in grade 6. I attend a school in Mayfair called Sufa Learning Institute for Boys. This is my first year at Sufa, and so far it really has been enjoyable. Sufa is a small school but an excellent one. Anyway, when I heard about this competition, I had the perfect teacher in mind. I remember the first time she stepped into our class. Closing the door behind her, she coldly said the words, "I am your worst nightmare." Everyone froze. Even those naughty boys in the corner were stunned. She described herself as a monster. We knew that there was no messing about in this teacher's class. After that, she gave us a talk in a very soft voice, which kept us attentive throughout the speech. She told us what she expected from us and how she is crazy about neat handwriting. We looked at each other and cowped. It was either shape up or be shipped out. After a few days, she started chatting to us, finding out about our likes and dislikes, hobbies and stuff like that. We could now see she was not as she described herself a few days earlier. She has taught in many schools and knows every trick in the book. Her name is Apa Maimuna Asma. Apa Maimuna says that she is 55 years old, but I strongly feel that she is in her mid-20s. We all know this, so we try to crack her by asking her questions like, "Apa Maimuna, if you're 55, how come you have two little boys?" She replies, "They're my grandchildren." We just laugh. When it comes down to teaching, she is an excellent teacher. She is always pushing us to do our best, telling us never to give up and give it everything you've got. She also never gives up on us. If we don't understand, even after hours of explaining, she will come to our desk and help us identify where the problem is. She will change her ways to accommodate ours. She really has a unique way of teaching. She is a walking encyclopedia, always adding on interesting and exciting bits of information that is not found in our textbooks. With an iPad at hand, she shows us pictures relating to our lessons. She also brings Islam into most of our social sciences lessons. It is amazing that many countries we know today have been named by Muslim travelers, and that Muslims were astronomers and scientists too. She is easygoing and reads interesting and beneficial books to us when we are done with our work. This teacher has inspired me to read lots of books as it improves spelling and grammar. She also has helped me to improve on my akhlaq, always ready to steer me back onto my path. May Allah grant her good health and many more years of teaching, as I can see this is what she loves doing best. Ameen.
Yes, indeed, Apa, this story is also wonderful. It's very, very inspirational. Alhamdulillah, it's by Abdullah Ali. And the teacher Apa Maimuna Asmal. And again, he also pays tribute to his school, the Sufa Learning Institute for Boys. And he says that when the issue about his competition came about teacher tribute, he had no hesitation but to speak about Apa Maimuna Asmal. And I can, instead of, you know, connects with me also, she says, she walks in the class, she told the kids, "I'm your worst nightmare." And I don't blame them if they're petrified or they're froze. And she says she described herself as a monster. I know many educators use this technique to create the first impression, but deep down they are very soft, they're very caring, but they do it inshallah to create an environment of learning. And alhamdulillah, she, because she has taught in many schools, and you find that Abdullah recognizes she knows every trick in the book. And she had a joke about how old she is. Right? And again, you find that a good educator goes far beyond the narrow confines of his subject. And this is what a wonderful tribute. She says that she is always changing her ways to accommodate us. She has a unique way of teaching. She is a walking encyclopedia, always adding on interesting, exciting bits of information that are not found in our textbooks. You find that true inspirational educators are not hidebound by the textbooks. You find that boring teachers stick rigidly to the textbook. Boring teachers do not read outside the textbook. Boring teachers do not think of ways and means of making the lessons exciting. That's very important. Okay. And what I like about this teacher, that she integrates Islam and Islamic concepts into a lesson. This is very important because there is no dichotomy in knowledge, right? And you find, and it's quite evident that Maimuna is an avid reader. She's a voracious reader. And alhamdulillah, she has inspired him to read lots of books. And more importantly, she's also helped me to improve on my akhlaq, always ready to steer me back onto my path. And I want to also read this last line because it's a dua for her and a dua for all of our educators. May Allah grant her good health and many more years of teaching. As I can see, this is what she loves, being the best. Ameen. What a beautiful tribute by Abdullah Ali on his teacher, Afa Maimuna Asmal. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
A tribute to Afa Maimuna Asmal, written by her student Abdullah Ali, a grade 6 student at the Asafa Learning Institute for Boys in Gauteng, in which what comes to the fore and from Uncle Idris's commentary is that there is no dichotomy between the knowledges that we're receiving, and for a teacher of excellence to be able to integrate both aspects and elements when teaching their children. We're going to go for our ad break now. When we return, we still have another entry to play out, and of course, still coming up in the duration of this hour, the winners of this week's tribute. Stay listening.
Want to look great this Eid? Head down to Sleepy Sleepwear. We have just launched the Miss S and Sleepy Sleepwear Eid range. Shine like a star with our sparkling gemstones. New stocks of velour gowns just arrived. The perfect Eid gift. Miss S range now also available for ladies and girls. All this at our Sleepy Sleepwear stores. Trader Mall, Lenasia, Leeson Square, Fordsburg, Westwood Mall, Durban, Swift Center, Overport. So don't get caught sleeping without Sleepy Sleepwear.
Life is all about caring and sharing, whether it's love, laughter, a good day at the office, or even if it's just your blossom margarine. There's nothing better to do than to spread it, whether it's in my cooking, baking, or frying. Blossom brings great taste to life.
Spread it further with the goodness of blossom margarine. Quality you can trust, value you can count on.
Shoe World's Red Hot Shoe Sale is now on. Shoe World stores in Lanesia and Soweto brings you a Red Hot Shoe Sale. Ladies sandals from 50 Rand. Ladies and kiddie shoes from 80 Rand. Men's shoes from 150 Rand. Don't miss out on this once-off shoe sale happening right now. Call a Red Hot Shoe Sale on 011-854-6890 or 011-854-2575. Shoe World's Red Hot Shoe Sale is now on. We are open 7 days a week for your convenience.
Honeybee, what's the buzz? It's honeybees. The talk around the galaxy is that honeybee is having an astronomical sale. Gadgets like Magimix and Kenwood.
The Honeybee Umrah competition is on again.
Wow!
Buy a Magi Mix and win 2 free Umrah tickets.
Purchase the Kenwood products and stand a chance to win many more prizes.
There's a new pot on the stove. Test Cookware. Made from the best quality 18x10 stainless steel with heavy gauge of 1.2 millimeters and 34 sizes to choose from. Not only is it oven and dishwasher safe, Test pots carry a lifetime guarantee. For more information, call us on 011-056-8399 or 083-601-4776 or simply email us on testpots@gmail.com.
لا لا تحسب أن الدين بعيد عن حب وحياة وبها شرك للدين ستحيا تعشق ما قلبك أهوى أو أن الأيام ستحلو وترى الدنيا شط نجاة دينك بحر من آمال شط لجميل الأحلام ليس الدين كما تخشاه ذا ممنون ذاك حرام.
We're now going to listen to story number 7, and this was presented and submitted by Naila Bismillah, a grade 8 student at the Springs Muslim School. Her tribute was to Maulana Abbas Zubair Ali, and she talks about the impact he's made and left on her life as well.
Radio Islam International's teacher, teacher, because lessons learnt last forever.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The ultimate aim of Muslim education lies in the realization of complete submission to Allah on the level of the individual, the community, and humanity at large. Islam has paid considerable thanks towards our teachers. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Verily, what will continue to reach a believer after his death from amongst the actions and good deeds are the knowledge which he has taught and respect, the righteous child whom he left behind, and the holy script which he delivered as heritage." Today I pay special tribute to someone who wears the attributes of 5 most powerful and worthy aspects in life: wisdom, respect, humility, dignity, and honesty. These are just but a few words to describe the most outstanding teacher throughout my schooling career, who is none other than Maulana Abbas Ali Zubair Ali. He is undoubtedly a role model to all students to seek true knowledge and wisdom through his insight. I eagerly await to come to school every morning for the sheer reason being that I would hear his melodious recitation of the Asma'ul Husna. What a perfect way to start off my day, alhamdulillah. Maulana has taught me that the pursuit of knowledge is and should be an act of ibadah. He has also taught us about the dangers that lie ahead of us as we grow older. In our akhlaq lessons, Maulana quotes and explains various aspects, incidents, and obstacles he has experienced throughout his career. These advices strive as reminders and learning curves for me. I am truly inspired by his zeal for Islam. He reminds us constantly of the consequences surrounding the use of drugs and that we should abstain from such behavior. The greatest teaching that Maulana has instilled in our hearts is to put complete trust and faith in our Creator with every decision in life, knowing that Allah knows our condition gives us patience with Allah's decision. Modesty and haya should be a steadfast virtue in our character. When we leave school and embark on our journey to tertiary institutes, we can be rest assured that we are familiar with our own true identities. He makes sure that we understand the concept of doing what is right and wrong. The knowledge that we acquire from Maulana can be taught to our future generations. He is a selfless and humble person. His personal message to us students is, have a raw consciousness and good morals and conduct. Maulana has taught me to always be polite. He reminds us to behave in a manner that if anyone speaks ill about you, the listener would never believe it. No item of monetary value could ever repay the sacrifices Maulana has made to impart any knowledge to us. The only way that I can repay him is to carry forward his legacy, which is the constant remembrance of Allah and stand firm on my morals, conduct, and etiquette. I will constantly remember Maulana in my du'as, and may Allah grant him very success in this dunya and akhirat, keeping him in the best of health. Ameen. Seek knowledge, train to be dignified and calm while learning, and humble yourselves with those whom you learn from.
This tribute is also a beautiful tribute by Naila Bismillah, for Maulana Abbas Ali Zubair Ali. Alhamdulillah. I really like the introduction, and I like all of it actually. We are reminded that the ultimate aim of Muslim education lies in the realization of complete submission to Allah on the level of the individual, the community, and humanity at large. Islam has paid considerable ranks towards our teachers, alhamdulillah. It's such a beautiful introduction, and it's quite clear that their beloved Maulana Abbas Ali, he's doing this. And you find that when our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily what will contribute to each believer after his death from amongst the actual good deeds are the knowledge which he taught and respect, the righteous child whom he left behind, and the holy script which he delivered as heritage. And alhamdulillah, I think it's a very, very fitting introduction to a very fitting scholar, a teacher. And she recognized him as a role model to all the students. And again, wisdom, she speaks about his wisdom. Knowledge, all of us can pursue, but wisdom is a gift from Allah. And look at the anticipation, she says, I eagerly await to come to school every morning. For the sheer reason being there, I would say, is melodious recitation of Asma al-Husna. What a perfect way to start my day. And let us look at this. Let us look at what her beloved Maulana has taught them. He has taught them that knowledge, Christian knowledge, is an act of ibadah. And when educators remind them about that, again you find through the dynamism, through the wisdom and the knowledge, many a naive student who requires guidance would embrace that and perhaps relook at the way he does things. And you find that, very importantly, when she speaks about this, that it's quite clear Maulana is able to bring to bear the obstacles in his own life. This is part of experiential teaching. And you find that when you are able to talk about your own life, the obstacles that you've been through, then you realize that all of us have many, many challenges. But Allah has given us the capacity to do that. Again, he also reminds them of things that go on outside the classroom, right? And more important, he says, she is inspired by his zeal for Islam. And therefore, very importantly, as educators, you can teach as much as you want, as they say, until a cow come home. If you do not live by those teachings, then you are hypocritical. It's important that you've got to live this message. He reminds them of the drugs around the area. Right. Again, reminding them to put their trust and faith into Allah. Speaking about modesty and haya. Right. And he speaks about the fact that we have our own identities. And he speaks about many beautiful things. Again, his own quality of selflessness and humility. Profound. His personal message to us is have Allah consciousness and good morals and conduct. And again, he has always taught them to be polite, a noble quality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, he reminds us to behave in a manner that if anyone speaks ill about you, the listener will not believe it. It's simple. If you live by example, then your own example can be an effective antidote to any gossip. The only way, she says, that I can repay him is to carry forward legacy, which is a constant remembrance of Allah, and stand firm on my morals, conduct, and etiquette. I will always or constantly remember Maulana in my duas. May Allah grant him success in this dunya and akhirah, keeping him in the best of health. Seek knowledge, train to be dignified and calm by learning and humble yourself with those whom you learn from. Really, it is such a beautiful tribute, and it's quite clear that Naila, Bismillah, is speaking from her heart. She writes from what she knows. She writes from a personal experience. Indeed, it is a wonderful tribute to this excellent and dynamic Maulana Abbas Zubair Ali. Beautiful.
Tribute number 7 of this week that played out yesterday, Friday, by Naila Bismillah, a student at the Springs Muslim School, grade 8 student, and her teacher, Maulana Abbas Ali Zubair Ali, who she wrote the tribute about, explaining and discussing the lessons he's taught her, including humility, dignity, and that he's the most outstanding teacher who has taught her. Indeed, a very inspiring tribute this week as well, as were all of our entries today. Inshallah, we're going to be revealing the winners in a very short span of time, but we're hoping to keep you suspense for a bit longer, inshallah. Remember, you can send out your reflections on the teacher tribute finals of this week, tweet it with the hashtag RITeacherTribute, and we'll retweet those tweets to you as well, inshallah. There's a lot of people who have been enjoying it, many listeners sending in the emails. It would be great if you can tweet them so that we could retweet to all of our listeners here at Radio Islam. You can send it also via Twitter to the Twitter accounts of Radio Islam at Radio Islam, RadioIslam. Don't forget the podcast to these tributes and all others that have played out thus far are available on www.radioislam.org.za. Now, early on in the last part of the program, I asked the question, what qualified Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mercy to all mankind, that today Muslims around the world and for decades and centuries have been saying that he is and will always be the ideal teacher of all times. There are many, many reasons, countless reasons, but amongst them, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught with clarity and eloquence and expression and speech. He had a variation in the way he taught, his teaching methodologies itself. He taught with kindness and compassion. He taught with subtle references. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught with sincere concern. He also taught with an open heart, a heart that was soft and gentle. You're listening to Radio Islam International. It's the teacher tribute, Radio Islam's annual yearly Ramadan campaign program, and this year, creating an awareness and showcasing teachers who've made a difference, created an impact, and left a legacy on their students. In a short while, we're going to be disclosing the winners, and we have two winners this week, one from the primary school category, one from the secondary school category. You will notice that when we played out the stories, we have streamlined it this week. Due to the lack of time, we have 2 hours, and again, we need to play out every entry that we've aired this week, so we have streamlined the program very much so compared to last week, and what we do have to share with you is the winners. We're going to be speaking to them as well as the teachers who were written about. Don't forget that the daily winners received 500 rands of cash prize money, and those that are the weekly winners, meaning one from the primary school category, one from the secondary school category, will each win a tablet. The teachers will also receive 1,500 rands, the school 1,500 rands as well. We're going to go for a short break. When we return, it's time to disclose the lucky winners of this week's Teacher Tribute Finals.
Sharma Spice of Lanesia has the following specials. 5 litre pan oil, 70 rand. 1.5 kilo clover ghee, 100 rand. 500 gram clump powder or nest spray, 35 rand each. 6 by 155 Nestle cream, 55 rand. 6 by 219, 85 rand. 6 by 385 Nestle condensed milk, 85 rand. 1 kilo icing sugar or caster sugar, 11 rand each. 1 kilo mazina, 10 rand. 1 kilo coconut, 20 rand. All items available while stocks last. Sharma Spice, 011-852-2768.
India, a nation estimated to have one-third of the world's poor population. The Al Imdad Foundation urgently appeals for assistance in providing aid to the Muslims in the state of Assam. Our projects include tube wells, empowerment projects, feeding schemes, and healthcare projects. Donate now and help the people of Assam. Visit alimdad.com or call 0861-786-243.
The Naja Livestock. Feed the fasting this Ramadan by sponsoring a sheep for iftar or the day of Eid. Cattle from 5,999 rand. Sheep or goats for sadaqah or lillah from 999 rand. Terms and conditions apply. We offer clean, hygienic, abattoir style and refrigeration facilities. We slaughter, slice and distribute on your behalf. The Naja Livestock and Poultry. Livestock is our business. We are asked and her approved. Contact 011-857-1774.
Charity begins at home. The Lanesia Muslim Association, your pioneer association since 1964, serving the basic needs at 7 masajids. Madrasa with close to 1,900 learners, seeing to the welfare of the less privileged. Receiving the giant share of your charity, zakat and lillah, will help us to fulfill our responsibility. Call us on 011-854-3082 during business hours.
Looking for that perfect material at the perfect price? Look no further. Our mega annual sale at HRN Brides Boutique is now on. Save this Ramadan on bridal gowns, bridal fabrics, and bridal accessories, now less 20%. Save up to 70% off evening wear and beaded fabrics. Grab our beautiful winter fabrics flying off the shelves at less 50%. All Abaya fabrics, Swarovski trimmings and haberdashery now on special. For your convenience, HRN will be open on Sundays during Ramadan, so hurry up and visit us for our in-store specials. HRN Fabrics, 011-852-7300.
تحسب أن الدين بعيد عن حب وحياة وبهجرك للدين ستحيا تعشق ما قلبك أهوى أو أن الأيام ستحلو وترى الدنيا شط نجاة دينك بحر من آمال شط لجميل الأحلام ليس الدين كما تخشاه ذا ممنوع ذاك حرام فالإسلام جميل حقا هذا ليس هو الإسلام كل أوامره تهدينا وتنادينا للخير ينهانا عن كل طريق يأخذنا نحو الشر فالله رحيم وحليم يدعو دوما للبر كل أوامره تهدينا وتنادينا للخير ينهانا عن كل طريق يأخذنا نحو الشر فالله رحيم وحليم يدعو دوما للبر في الدين صلاة وصيام وكذلك فرح وسرور والمتدين من تلقاه مبتسما حلوا كالنور يسعى ليعمر دنياه وهو رقيق الطبع صبور الإسلام سلام فينا يزرع فينا حب الناس الإسلام سفينة حب يدفعها أجمل إحساس ما أحلى الدنيا لو عشنا وجعلنا الإسلام أساس كل أوامر تهدينا وتنادينا للخير ينهانا عن كل طريق يأخذنا نحو الشر فالله رحيم وحليم يدعو دوما للبر كل أوامره تهدينا وتنادينا للخير ينهانا عن كل طريق يأخذنا نحو الشر فالله رحيم وحليم يدعو دوما للبر لا تحسب أن الدين بعيد عن حب وحياة وبهجرك للدين ستحيا تعشق ما قلبك أهوى أو أن الأيام ستحلو وترى الدنيا شط نجاة دينك بحر من آمال شط لجميل الأحلام ليس الدين كما تخشاه ذا ممنوع ذاك حرام فالإسلام جميل حقا هذا ليس هو الإسلام كل أوامره تهدينا وتنادينا للخير ينهانا عن كل طريق يأخذنا نحو الشر فالله رحيم وحليم يدعو دوما للبر كل أوامره تهدينا وتنادينا للخير ينهانا عن كل طريق يأخذنا نحو الشر فالله رحيم وحليم يدعو دوما للبر كل أوامره تهدينا وتنادينا للخير
يا ريت كل السنة رمضان رمضان رمضان
Radio Islam, the world is our community.
رمضان رمضان رمضان
It's wonderful to have you online, all of us, and on air with us. We have our finalists online with us, all lucky and waiting now, inshallah. Very excited to find out who the winners are this week, inshallah. And we'll be announcing them very, very shortly. Remember, you can tweet your reflections on the program and the entries that you've heard, as well as the commentaries of Brother Idris Khamisa, which are valuable gems. Tweeted with the hashtag RITToTribute or to Radio Islam's official account, Radio Islam at Radio Islam, directly, and we'll retweet them today, inshallah. All of these segments, all of these stories are available via podcast on Radio Islam's website. It's now time to divulge the details of who the lucky winners are for the primary and secondary school category. And what we will do, like last week, is speak to the lucky student as well as his or her teacher for a word of advice. We're going to speak to Shureh Muhammad Ismail. Shureh, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And how are you today?
Alhamdulillah.
Good, mashallah. Shureh, I have something to tell you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Shreya, you're the lucky primary school winner of this week's teacher tribute. MashaAllah. It's a pleasure. How do you feel?
Very excited.
Yeah? Because I know a lot of people enjoyed that part that you said about many teachers don't listen to us 11-year-olds, yeah? Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah. And we have online your teacher as well, Maulana Riyaz Simji. Assalamu alaikum. Maulana Simji, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Mawlana, mashallah, your student and yourself are the lucky winners. Shureh's entry on you has resulted in being the lucky winner, inshallah. Is Mawlana online with us? Okay, we're going to get Mawlana back online with us, inshallah, shortly, and listen to his comment as well as get some advice from him that he would like to share with teachers. So, mashallah, to the primary school category winner, Shureh Muhammad Ismail, a grade 6 student at the Lanesha Muslim School in Gauteng, and the teacher he wrote in tribute to Mawlana Riyaz Simji. We will try and speak to him shortly, inshallah, for his word of advice. In the meantime, let's move over to the secondary school entries, and again, it was a very, very tough draw and close for the judges. Each entry, motivational, inspiring, moving, left us with a lot to reflect on, just as our readers and listeners would agree with as well, mashallah. We have Mawlana Simji, and we'd like to speak to him now. He is the winner, the teacher who the tribute was written for the primary school category. Mawlana Simji, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Mawlana, mashallah to you and your student Shureh, who's written about you and his moving tribute on the impact you've left on his life, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always accept from you.
Ameen, ameen.
Mawlana, your word of advice to other teachers, you know, what is it about teaching that continues to be this passion for you, this inspiration, and that makes you inspire your young students who don't want to even go out for break, as Shureh said, but would rather be listening to a seerah lesson with you. What advice can you give to other teachers, please?
Each teacher is unique in his or her own manner and own session. So I think that every one of them has inspired someone, and I'm sure that each teacher has inspired someone in their life. Just that when I teach, I try to think about how I would have liked to be taught.
Mm-hmm.
And I like stories, so I tell the children stories as well.
Wonderful, mashallah.
Yeah, and I think that the best thing is that Allah must give us all the ikhlas, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must give us sincerity and accept our humble efforts, inshallah.
I mean, a beautiful, beautiful recipe combination of being original, being sincere, and teaching the way you'd want to have been taught. It beautifully put. Mawlana Riyaz Simji, Jazakumullah khairan, and mashallah to you and your student. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
Primary category winners of this week, Muhammad Shureh Ismail from the Lanesha Muslim School, a grade 6 student, and his teacher he wrote in tribute to Mawlana Riyaz Simji. Well done to both of them, mashallah. Shureh, Jazakumullah khairan, you heard your teacher, and he's teaching you as he would have liked to have been taught. He loves stories just as much as you do, and Jazakumullah for your beautiful entry. Well done, Shureh. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We move over to the next bit of exciting and happy news. It always is the fun and the best time of the program, mashallah, because you can just imagine how each student feels. Alhamdulillah, that's winning. But again, from our side, and the judges keep on reminding me, and they say, it is so difficult to choose. Why do we have to be doing this? It's the most difficult part to do is to choose a winner, because every entry is a winning entry. And the time you take, the effort that you make, teachers, students, the school coordinators, mashallah, you know, we admire that. that. We acknowledge that, and we appreciate all of this effort that you're putting in to share with us these gems of teachers, so that the world of Radio Islam can get to know who these amazing individuals are, and that they can inspire more, inshallah. The winner of the secondary school category, you are one to know, and so do I. So we have online a student and a teacher, a coordinator, and we're going to now speak to a student from the Springs Muslim School, a grade 8 student. Naila, bismillah, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing today, Naila?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. You sent us an entry about a teacher of yours, right? Your entry played out yesterday. It was about Maulana Abbas Ali Zubair Ali, correct?
She.
Yes, mashallah. Your entry played out yesterday. And I just want to tell you that you're the winner this week of the teacher tribute, mashallah.
Jazakallah.
It's a pleasure, alhamdulillah. How do you feel?
Very excited and very grateful for having a teacher like Maulana Abbas.
MashaAllah. We do know that your teacher, Maulana Abbas, is not available in South Africa at the moment. He is in Australia, but we do have online another teacher, another distinguished alim, who played an incredible role in the submission of your entries as the coordinator of sending through the entries. And we have online Maulana Abdullah Hajjat. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah, Maulana, for facilitating and for motivating and inspiring your students in the teacher tribute. And we would like to ask you to, on behalf of Maulana Abbas Ali Zubair Ali, to accept his prize, his gift on behalf of him, inshallah, while he's in Australia. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with you all. Maulana, your words of advice for other teachers, please.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let me just at the offset also mention that I am also a student of Maulana Abbas Ali.
MashaAllah.
I have started my hijz by him, and I even did some madrasa by him. And Maulana has also been a kind of inspiration for myself. Whatever little that we have achieved has been through the inspiration that we received from our elders and from our seniors. And amongst them, one of them was Maulana Abbas Ali. So indeed, alhamdulillah, a great choice by Radio Islam to have selected Maulana and the tribute laid to Maulana as the winner for the week. Basically, being a student of Maulana, I will give advice on behalf of Maulana and what Maulana always stresses upon and used to stress upon and continues to stress upon up to this day is two things with our learners. And one is that always keep in mind the quality of taqwa, the quality of Allah consciousness, that whatever you may be doing, whatever you may be, wherever you may be, always have this in mind, that Allah, be conscious of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in mind, that so that you do not stray away from the deen-e haq, that you do not stray away from doing anything that is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other thing that Maulana always stresses upon being in a Muslim school situation is the aspect as far as the tilawat and the recitation of Quran is concerned, and not merely the recitation, but the perfection of our recitation of the Quran and Kareem. And he generally normally says to the students that when you leave the gates of the school after your matric year, it is not going to be your results that is going to be of concern to us, but it is going to be the manner in which you read Quran. That when you leave the school, we want to be feel proud to say that our learner that left the school gate is a good reciter of the Quran and Kareem. And he used to generally stress upon these two aspects, the aspect of Allah consciousness and the perfection of our recital of the Quran and Kareem.
SubhanAllah. Beautiful advice, I think, and so apt for us in this month of Ramadan and for the teachers and students listening in as well. Please do pass on our congratulations to Maulana. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all in the profession of teaching for his pleasure. Ameen. Jazakumullah, Maulana. Assalamu alaikum to you. And to Naila, bismillah, mashallah, and well done on a beautiful, moving tribute that allowed and, you know, to encompass all of the beautiful qualities and the lessons you've learned from your teacher. Assalamu alaikum to you as well, Naila. This week's winners, mashallah, 11 o'clock spot on. It's time for us to bid you farewell until next week, when you can look forward to listening to more of the daily, all the daily finalists, in fact, and find out who next week's winners are. From the judges who are receiving entries already for to start working on, I've already heard that the judging gets more tougher. We're going to move into our last week of teacher tribute, so make sure you keep listening. Follow us on Twitter and find out what's happening with the teacher tribute campaign from the entire team who's worked so hard to produce this week's program, to present it, to engineer it, every member of the team. We bid you farewell. We thank our team members. And until next Saturday, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.